Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. Thanks for joining me on this episode of this program. I want to help you understand when your time for marriage is. A lot of times, what is used to determine whether you are ready for marriage or not is whether it's your time for marriage. When people fail to get the accurate timing for their marriage, the implication is that they dabble into marriage at the wrong time and they begin to reap the negative consequences of getting involved with something at the wrong time. Like the wise King Solomon said, there is time for everything under the sun. If you decide to do something at the wrong time, what you are doing by that is that you are setting yourself up for getting wrong results for that thing. If you try to harvest at the time you should be sowing, you will be wasting your time and you, of course, exercise yourself in futility. In the same vein, when you try to get married, when you consent to a marriage proposal, when you accept a marriage proposal and get into marriage at the wrong time, you are getting into something that you are not ready for, something that you are not qualified or competent to handle. That is why I think it's important you are careful to ensure you determine the right time for your marriage and stick to it completely. I also like you to understand something again about life. There is something called times and seasons. There is a season in life where you have to plant and a season where you have to reap. There is a season to plant and sow for the marriage you hope to have in future, and a season to begin to harvest what you have sown into that marriage. If you dabble into marriage without sowing adequate seed for that future, what you are doing by that is that you are setting yourself for bitterness, you are setting yourself for regret, and you are setting yourself for pains which a lot of ladies currently suffer in the name of getting married. Please don't get the impression I'm saying marriage is bad. I'm only saying that when you get married at the wrong time, when your timing is wrong, you set yourself up for the wrong thing. You set yourself up for heartbreak and you begin to experience things that you are not supposed to experience. Please get this thing clear. When I talk about sowing for your marriage, I do not mean the one we say with church, if you want a good husband, you should come and sow a seed. When those days on campus, I remember a man came to my fellowship on campus and said that if you want to have a good wife, you should come and sow a seed. I was like, man, who taught this man this kind of joke? Now, it's not that way. If you want a good wife, James said, you don't have because you don't ask. Jesus Christ said, whatever thing you want from the Father, whatever thing you want, ask the Father in my name and you shall have. He didn't say you should sow a seed. Now, let me get back to what I'm talking about, which is about your timing for your marriage. What I just explained to you is the power and the importance of getting your timing yourself well or determining the right time for your marriage. The next thing I want you to know is this. One of the things you should understand about the time for your marriage is that the time for your marriage is not necessarily when you are now 25, when you are 20. Age does not really say when your time for marriage has come. Age simply means that you were born at a certain time and you have been alive for that length of time. It does not necessarily qualify you for marriage. It does not necessarily mean your time for marriage has come. What I'm saying is that there are people who got married because they have acquired age, only to realize that they are not fully prepared. It's not their time, it's not their season. They are not ripe for that thing called marriage, even though they have acquired age. The same thing applies to guys. There are people that don't feel like because they are 30 and their parents are disturbing them, and make her, what are you waiting for before getting married? And so that they will stop disturbing them, they now decide to go and get married. The fact that they have acquired age doesn't qualify you for marriage. I also need to let you know that the fact that many other people are getting married by your side, people who are your age mates, people who are your classmates in primary school, or even your fellowship mates on campus, the fact that they are getting married does not mean your time for marriage has come. There is more to determining the time for your marriage than your age. There is more to determine your time of marriage than when people are getting married around you. I also like you to know that the fact that you have graduated from university doesn't qualify you to get married. I'm saying this because a lot of people, once they graduate, they think the next thing is to get married. In fact, some people just manage to graduate so that they can get married. The reality of life is that being a graduate doesn't qualify you to get married. I'll tell you what being a graduate does for you. it means you are now ready to go for NYSC. I'm very serious about it. Don't laugh. I'm serious. Being a graduate simply means you are now ready to go for NYSC. It does not in any way, it does not at all means you are now qualified to get married. If at all there's any relationship between your marriage and your education, I will tell you the one I know. It is that when you are done with your schooling, it means you are now free enough to be able to give marriage all the attention that it requires. That is just to say, if you are one of those who don't want to combine going to school and getting married, then when you have graduated from school, then it means you are free enough to now give marriage, to now accept marriage proposal, get married, and perhaps start giving birth to children. The point I'm trying to help you see is this. There are wrong ways of determining your time for marriage, and I say one of them is the age people set out when other people around you start getting married, or they start mounting pressure on you to get married. Those are the wrong timing for your marriage. And remember why it's important you understand the right time and determine the right time for your marriage is because when you marry at the wrong time, you set yourself for heartbreak, you set yourself up for something you are not prepared for. And the implication is that you begin to suffer things that even those who pushed you, those who pressurized you, those who persuaded you to get married will not be able to help you to sort out. So the question now is this, when is the right time to get married? I will tell you. Remember what I shared with you in the last episode about getting ready for marriage. The right time for your marriage is when you are really ready for marriage. That's a simple statement. I recommend you please go back and listen to that episode titled, Are You Ready for Marriage? My reason is because when you understand what it means to be ready for marriage and work towards it, even if you are 19, the reason why you may not get married at the age of 19 is because of the reproductive system and its capacity to take care of giving birth to children. But what I'm saying is that when you have attained certain age of maturity, of course, that one is a constant thing. It's common sense to know that you should attain certain age like 18 or 19 before you start conceiving. I understand that there are some parts of the world where children are given to in marriage, but of course that is not correct, that is not appropriate, that is not proper. That is why when you go to hospitals in those regions, you find that a lot of little children in the hospital, what are they suffering? They are suffering complications resulting from having to give birth to children at the wrong time. The point I'm making is this, your time for marriage is when you are fully prepared, you are ready psychologically, mentally, spiritually, and physically to get married. Until you get to that point, until you attain this level of readiness, even if you are 100, you are not qualified to get married. That's why I keep telling people this. I say there are things about my life I need to sort out. If I can't sort those things out and I'm 50 years, I won't get married. Now, my parents can start having family meeting on my head every Christmas and be asking me, Ifeanyi, when do you want to get married? They will be, after asking, I'll tell them, I'll tell you when I'm ready. But of course, don't get the impression I'm trying to get married at the age of 100. I mean, I want to marry the wife of my youth. Pastor Banker explains that the wife of your youth is the will of God, and I believe him completely. The wife of your youth is the wife you married when you're just starting out in life. You don't wait until you have all the things in the world before you marry the wife of your youth. The wife of your youth is the one you marry when you have the capacity to just take care of yourself and the wife. And you believe God that he who finds a wife finds favor before God. And when God's favor comes upon you, you will be blessed. So I'm actually aiming and working towards getting married to the wife of my youth. But why I just say that is this. No matter how much I want to marry the wife of my youth, if I don't make effort to develop myself, to learn what I'm supposed to learn, to prepare for the reality of getting married, then what it means is that it's not yet my time for marriage. There are crucial things about the way you think, there are things about the way you reason, about your lifestyle, about your skill that should be taken care of before you talk about getting married. If those things are not there, your time for marriage has not come. No matter how old you are, your time for marriage has not come. The point I've made is this, the power of right timing for your marriage is that when you marry at the right time, you stand a very good chance of enjoying your marriage. You'll be able to get the most of the marriage. Marriage will not become misery and bitterness to you. Unfortunately, a lot of people get the wrong timing because they think the right time for their marriage is about their age, is about the pressure mounted on them by people around them to get married. They think the right time for marriage is about when their age mates are getting married. When in reality, the right time for marriage is when they are ready for marriage. And I tell you, my sister, if you have not come to that point, my suggestion is this, please just wait. Tell the guy to wait some more. When you are ready, you're not getting to all of that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform with a guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. to learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidworld.